producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, man, politics got a lot less interesting today. I heard Rand Paul dropped out of the race for the presidency or suspended his campaign. Not a whole heck of a lot to talk about there. I'm sure there may be more updates tomorrow with the Sacred Fire of Liberty crew. We'll get there. Today we've got Ty Bollinger. Outside the box we go. To Grandma's house? Maybe. Before we go out to Kuchara and the Right to Try Conference, Superdon, which is going to be extraordinary, except I got to steel myself against the cold weather. Anything below 70, I'm just, just call me tushy time because it's cold.
So a right to try on your new ski jacket.
Yeah, a right to try on some, long underpants or
long
something.
Long underpants.
Yeah. What do they call that? Long thermal. Thermal under. Wear your thermals, right?
Oh, dude, it was you know. You've still got those underoos in the drawer there.
The superhero ones, right?
That's right. Super Friends.
No, I told you. You know, I remember as a kid, I wore the pajamas with the footsies built into them, right? They had the feet in them.
Oh yeah.
Do underoos have those too? I don't know.
Underoos were just the underwear, but I had the foot pajamas.
You did? And, what were yours? What was your theme? Do you remember your theme?
Oh God, I don't really.
I don't remember,
to be honest with you. The only stylish kind of cartoon thing that I remember wearing, it wasn't even cartoon. You might laugh when I tell you this.
I would never.
Way back in the day, this would have been back in probably the 70s, maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah, late 70s.
Okay.
I had Happy Days socks.
Happy Days socks. Okay. No, I'm with you.
I did. My socks had the Fonz on them.
They were the coolest socks ever. I don't think they'd keep me warm today, but I had the PJs that I wore, had they were Apollo 11. I remember Apollo 11 themed.
God,
way back
you were
in the day.
Back then, too, huh?
I wasn't dressing myself at that point, but I thought probably space was kind of cool. You know, it was the NASA space race era.
Apollo 11, wow.
Yeah, I remember that. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, all right, well, Ty Bollinger's up a bit. We got some outside the box, as we do every week here. More Zika updates. Now they say it's sexually transmitted. Right? Just don't have sexual relations with mosquitoes. You'll be all right. I mean, this is, oh God. I hesitate to go there already because it just gets more ludicrous by the day. I haven't heard from Liam Sheff, but tomorrow we will because I hear he's got perspectives on this that no one else does too, so we'll have fun with that. I'm already jumping the time track because I got to travel tomorow.
On the road again.
Yeah, it's going to be busy because we got that, and then come back. Then we got the Vicasa Integrative Health Expo in Orlando. So if you go to the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, you'll see the upcoming events, and I hope that you could attend one or both of those events. Certainly, Southern Colorado is going to be cold. We need all the people we can to warm up, right, by the fire or something there at Kuchara Inn. But that'll be fun. Now, as far as drinking the water, I think it's all going to be frozen if it's going to be in the teens. But if it's in Flint, Michigan, count me out. I mean, they're still amazing. As you read the stories about how this water crisis in Flint, Michigan played out, I mean, it is just brutal and ugly. We've got a link to the Natural Society article about the timeline here. And all the people that were aware of this going on, the denials going on, and I know a lot of folks on the left want to make it about the political right, and, you know, I tend not to want to go there unless it's really necessary. I try to look and hold individuals accountable, no matter what party they claim to be a part of.
But well, there's of course, never let a crisis go to waste when you're in politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how they do this, you know. Right. So it's like, you're to blame, political party to blame. When really, in reality, this is about people, okay, that have been drinking poisonous water for the last couple of years now.
Yeah, it's...
That transcends political party. It's a human, you know.
Let a crisis go to waste, though, if you're a political partisan. And this is true of both the political left and right. We see that time and time again. Now, this story talks about the fact that the citizens of Flint were drinking this stuff, but the state workers that were there were all provided bottled water in the state office building there. Yeah. Right? Let them eat cake. Wow. That's the whole thing. Let them drink lead. This is the thing. You think government's the solution to the problem. It is the problem. Yet they'll say, well, the government's supposed to protect us from this. And I say, yes, in an ideal situation, society, government would be responsible to the citizenry. They would not be protecting the interest and trying to cut corners on things like this. But if you let your guard down, this is what happens when you put humans into positions of no accountability. You know, who's going to go to jail on this? Who's going to be fined on this? It's all going to be, the government will pay. Who's the government? Well, it's the people, the poor people of Flint. And Rick Snyder, the governor there, he told residents of Flint that the water was safe to drink for all of 2015. I don't know whether he lied or it was wrong, but in either case, the buck's got to stop somewhere. The governor's got to take responsibility for this. Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, I mean, there's a lot of correspondence that shows that, in fact, they knew stuff was wrong a lot earlier than they acknowledged it. They were well aware that the people of Flint were lied to. But again, this is the point. Why won't some of our friends on the political left see that that's the nature of government? And they'll say, no, that's only the nature of corporations. And I'm not going to argue that either. The fact of the matter is, when you get large groups of people that have no accountability for their actions, whether they be operating in corporate government or semi-private or so-called private corporations, you're going to see the same behavior unless you can hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable as individuals. But this is the problem with the concept of limited liability. Shielding, corporate shield, right? Piercing the veil or not being able to pierce the veil. Government, they say, we have sovereign immunity. And I don't believe God granted any of us sovereign immunity. You want to take up an argument with me that the Creator didn't give us sovereignty. He said, go down there, figure it out, but you're not going to be immune to the things you do. In fact, you're going to have to pay the price. And, you know, if you're getting the government or if you're getting the corporations, then you can be kind of deluded into the belief that, well, we could do that, but it wasn't me, it was the corporation. It wasn't me, it was the government. I'm not responsible. And then you have the occasional whistleblower that steps up and says, no, this is wrong. And then they're typically attacked. Or the people who try to protect them or point them out are attacked, like, you know, in the case of William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower. And they try to discredit anybody who would dare bring up the fact that there's a whistleblower from within an organization of government that some people believe is beyond reproach because they're scientists. And we've shown the fallacy of science. Just look at the Zika virus scam and what's going on there. So I'm looking through this article and this timeline and all the things that are happening now, and it seems like, Super Don, there's good charity coming out. People are donating things, are trying to help out, and that's great. But I still see... Beyond, again, some organizations, I think even the Native American population providing filters and water, the Native American tribe donated some things. I don't see any donations of money or time directed at detoxifying the children and or the adults of Flint, Michigan via intravenous chelation. I'm waiting. When is the first mainstream news article going to point out the fact that we can help these kids medically? I haven't seen it yet. I'm not holding my breath, but it's still a little bit disappointing that something that is known within the scientific annals, peer-reviewed publications, literature has been used for decades, 60, 70 years now. It's not a mystery. It's not a controversy. The only controversy is if they acknowledge that intravenous chelation is a legitimate way to detoxify these kids, then what happens to all of the intravenous doctors that have been saying this for years in response to heavy metal poison children due to vaccination? Do you see the dilemma here? If the leftists come out in their outrage and actually promote something that would help the children of Flint, then they would also have to acknowledge the benefit of IV chelation to kids who have been harmed by vaccines, and their religion, the political left, their religion is not Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. It's the pharmaceutical mysticism we talk about here. That's what they've adopted as a religion. And the sacrament in that church is vaccination. Who do you sacrifice on that altar? Children. They will scream, gripe, moan, and complain about the outrage, and there's legitimate outrage there in Flint. But they don't pull in the real bigger picture here of that of the fact that we have the ability to help these kids right now medically. But if we acknowledge it, oh my gosh, then it calls into question the help that has been given to kids by doctors who are doing this IV chelation after they've been vaccinated and harmed by those vaccines. We can't have the two linked together. That would be just, that would go against our religion. And you see the dilemma I see here? I'm disappointed, but not surprised by those that are calling out the governor, the Republican governor on this issue, but not calling for a genuine solution to help these children. We have the ability
to
do it. Do you? I'm waiting. I want to hear it.
I have a solution.
Please,
science.
Please go. Mm-hmm. Where'd it go? He was going to reveal it, and he left. Daniel, where did Super Don go? No, that's not right. Oh, man. We'll have to slap him around. Something happened in the connection there. Well, we'll hear his solution. One of the solutions is Diet Coke. Maybe that was the solution he was going for. We have another article here. That's unbelievable. Except that it was put out by Coke scientists. A new obesity study led by Professor Peter Rogers of the University of Bristol arrived at the following conclusion. Overall, the balance of evidence indicates the use of low-energy sweeteners, that is, artificial sweeteners, in place of sugar in children and adults leads to reduced body weight, and possibly also when compared to water. In other words, they're saying diet soda is better than water for controlling your weight. So why not promote the use of Diet Coke, based on this science, to detoxify the kids of Flint, Michigan, right? It's better than the water they're drinking. Aspartame for everyone. This is the kind of scientific nonsense that's being paraded around as legitimate. I don't worship there. I hope you don't either. We got lots more healing to go. We got a cannabis update related to beer and the Super Bowl. Ty Bollinger coming up as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did I read your mind there, Super Don? Because you just like cut out like it was on purpose. Like I got the solution for Flint.
I pulled a total Ryan Seacrest there, didn't I?
After the break. We weren't ready for break yet. No. Was I right to go with Diet Coke? Was that your solution?
That's right. Yeah. It's like, don't drink the water, just drink the Diet Coke.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing these self-funded studies by corporations, right? Oh, yeah. No,
study from Coca-Cola suggests that Coca-Cola is good for you.
Better than water, right? Maybe better than lead water. But I would say not with artificial sweeteners because they can be as bad or worse. So, but as I said, we're still waiting on the media to report honestly, openly, and with integrity on the solution to the lead poisoning crisis in Flint, which they have yet to do. They won't even mention selenium, which I'm not surprised by that. But anyway, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. And hopefully we can see you at the Guchara Inn this coming weekend for the Right to Try Conference and Vikas Expo. Other upcoming events we'll let you know about. They're in the notes there at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Place your orders. Beer or weed? Beer or weed? That is the question.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, Cannabis Update takes us to the subject of beer and fear. Beer fear. Are you afeard of beard? No, we'll get a beard story later in the show. But beer, is it afraid of weed? That's the question. And Super Don, you might be able to chime in on this. I mean, I grew up, you know, I appreciate beer, Southern style, but I don't drink anymore. So I don't really like alcohol, but I do like the taste of beer. Now, though, they're saying that in those places, those states that have legalized weed fully, is it eking in on the profits or the interest in drinking beer? Do you think that this would transition? Will people transition from being beer drinkers to weed smokers?
Well, I think there might be some validity to that. Now, it's all dependent on the person. Some people just flat out, they don't like to smoke stuff, right?
Sure.
So they might opt for the beer. End of a long day, somebody wants to kind of unwind and relax. They just pop a beer open, turn on the TV. You know, that's been going on for, I mean, commercials were based on, hey, it's Miller time, right? You know,
what's the programming? The day,
it's 5 o'clock. Now you've got in states the ability to legally use cannabis for basically the same thing for a lot of people. It's something to unwind, something to relax, just kind of chill out.
Right.
I think there is some validity to that, that it possibly could eat into the profits that the beer and the alcohol industry may, you know, have had the market cornered on for quite a while. Now, with that said, I think, again, it's up to personal preference because for me personally, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really a big fan of either. For me, alcohol, it's one of those things where if you are really careful and you don't know your limits and you're not very, very well, you know, mannered in the way that you choose to consume that alcohol, it's not worth the few hours of maybe having a good time with getting sick or having a hangover and all that stuff. So I have a tendency to kind of shy away from it. Now, at the same time, when it comes to weed, you know, I can't function on the damn stuff.
Yeah, you know? You wouldn't show up for work.
It's just personal preference.
Sure. The numbers are staggering when they're talking about projections of sales of weed outpacing the NFL and then outpacing the sale of beer, which is evidently $20 billion in the beer market.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah,
so
and they're predicting that it'll be up to $22 billion soon, that the growth of this is happening. Now, we would argue, I think, that weed is proving to be far safer than alcohol. And in terms of functionality, although, you know, as we said, you might not show up for work on weed. If you're not a creative artist, it might matter. But the, how do we say, the medicinal aspects we're more interested in than ever before. And I haven't found a lot of medicinal benefits to beer. As much as I like the taste of it, I keep, you know, that's
there's
that.
No
that
medical old beer out there?
Right. Medical beer. Medical beer is what we need. Maybe if they make a beer and they brew it from cannabis. Is that possible? Cannabis beer?
You know, but the funny thing is, I have used a beer bong before. So.
Okay, well, there is that. With weed or with beer?
You don't know what a beer bong is?
No, you're going to remind me on the break. We'll talk about it. All right, Blockbuster Drugs. I said there aren't any coming out, but they claim there are. What are they this year? We'll talk about it after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay, Super Don explained to me what a beer bong was, and I knew what it was, but I just thought it was a funnel attached to a hose. So you had a name for it. I didn't know.
Because, you know, yeah. Hey, guys, let's use the funnel attached to the hose.
Right, everybody's got to
give it a name. Come on.
You got to have an alliteration to sound cool. I know. I like alliteration. So beer bong, I get it. All right, now, before we get into the seven or so blockbuster drugs coming out this year, at least what they're claiming, and I'll talk to you about how ridiculous they are, and they'll sell in the billions because people are that duped. We got a feedback, if you will. A listener comment from Ingrid, the jumping German, as she's called in her Yahoo account. And Ingrid was took issue with our story about the dolls with diabetes accessories. Is that, we talked about that with Mike Adams.
Oh,
the other day,
right. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I was talking with Mike Adams yesterday, I think it was, or day before, and he said that he actually got several calls from people that were upset with him.
Yeah, and maybe Ingrid was one of them. Listen, Ingrid, I'm just going to say, you know, we didn't do this to upset you. She's telling us that this is all about type 1 diabetes and how the dolls do help kids that have type 1 diabetes. You know what? I wouldn't dispute that, and I don't think anything we did was intended to dispute that. But the reality is that, you know, the bigger picture that I was arguing, if I can call it an argument, was just about the normalization of chronic disease in children through dolls. Right? It's normal, you know, it's like flu shot Barbies. I mean, what's next, right? Now, there's always going to be someone that's upset or offended by any story that we do. There's, you know, any number of things that you can find to be offended about. I don't think this one should have been that offensive, but I understand if you're, you know, if your kid has it. And she goes on, Ingrid, to talk about how people give her, you know, their stares. Why didn't you eat organically? Or why did you vaccinate? Vaccinations cause. Listen, I am of the opinion that vaccines are a primary culprit in the development of type 1 diabetes. I am, because of the hyperimmune, you know, the over aggressive immune stimulation and the alteration of the integrity of your own cells, including those pancreatic cells that are then attacked by the immune system. And I am going to argue, unless somebody proves me otherwise, that that is a big contributing factor to the development of type 1 diabetes. Do I know for a fact that in Ingrid's case or in any individual? No, I'm not saying I know that in every case. I'm just saying that's a huge contributing factor. Now, would I deny a doll to some child with type 1 diabetes with these things because it comforts them? No. The discussion was about the mainstreaming and the normalizing of chronic illness in children. Which, of course, is a market. In a free market, I'm not going to say don't do it. I'm not going to ban it. But I'm just going to say that's the sad place or sad state that we are in today, where chronic disease has become so common in children that you can literally create dolls with chronic diseases or dolls with obesity, dolls with whatever you want, with what name the disease. We talk about cancer dolls with no hair because they're undergoing chemo. That's the upsetting part of this. Not that the dolls exist, not that kids would get comfort from them that are suffering, but that we have degraded as a culture to accept to this degree, to normalize to this degree chronic disease, rather than targeting the causes, which in this case, yes, indeed, Ingrid, could be vaccinations. Not saying it's the only thing. Read up on the Brighton baby by Roy Dittman. Dr. Dittman has written extensively about the insults and assaults even prior to conception that can contribute to all kinds of diseases in children before they're born, much less set them up for after they're born, where one vaccination can tip them over the edge. And so that, if I need to make a distinction, I'm going to make that distinction. And if you're upset by that, okay, you can upset me or try to. I'm not upset by your being upset. I just want to be clear as I can, the clarification on my perspective on these dolls.
There was no desire to try and insult anybody in that. And I can see where she's coming from, I think.
No, I have no problem with it at all. Except I just want to be sure I'm making my point a little clearer why I was upset about the doll or dolls in that category. Because I'm all focused on reversing or preventing in a true state or fashion. Now, Ingrid may disagree with me on the cause of type 1 diabetes. That's fine. We can have those disagreements. But as I said, it isn't about banning dolls that make children happy. It's about the sad state of affairs here in the United States or the West, where chronic disease has become so prevalent that now we have to make chronically ill babies baby dolls to make kids feel comfortable about what they're going through. The fact that that's normal is just, that's upsetting. Okay? All right, go smoke a doobie now. Go ahead, Ingrid.
There you go.
Hopefully that'll make you feel better, too. Listen, or CBD. You don't have to smoke a doobie. You can take CBD, not get high, and you can do that legally in all 50 states. Thanks to my friends at Cannavest. Cannavest.com. CannaVest.com. And 15% off if you do RSV15 on any and all of their products. Wonderful, wonderful, life-saving plant. And it can be gotten as a supplement. All right, Blockbuster Drugs. You know, we've been talking about the vaccine pipeline. That's critical for the future of the drug industry because there aren't really any big blockbuster drugs. And we see this article that says, well, maybe there are. According to this article from Fox News, parroting things from Reuters out of London, he said drug companies are likely to launch as many as 7 blockbuster drugs this year. And they proclaim $1 billion plus annual sales potential for each one of them. And I want to go through a few of these if I have time here and talk about how ludicrous they are. First one of the top two hits, they say, supposed to be one is Intercept Pharmaceuticals. This sounds like something out of a George Miller Mad Max movie, Interceptor, right? Intercept Pharmaceuticals. They have a drug coming out for chronic liver disease. Chronic liver disease. And this is where we've seen like a hepatitis C treatment, what is it, $10,000 a month for Hep C. But this drug is called obeticholic acid. Obeticholic acid. Maybe it's obeticholic acid. It sounds like beat an alcoholic and drop him in acid. And I think that's the equivalent of this name. Because if you're going to give a synthetic drug, a patented pharmaceutical drug for liver disease, you're going to kill yourself faster. And the reason I say that is because the liver is designed by God, by a creator, to be the main detoxifying organ of the body. And it is in trouble. Chronic liver disease is troubled due to toxic poison, the burden of those things coming in from food, water, and air since before you were born, in fact. We talk about that. And so if they think there's going to be a drug that's a blockbuster, they say $2.6 billion by 2020 out of a liver disease drug, when we can reverse liver disease by taking selenium and chromium and homeopathic detox drainage remedies, there's alpha lipoic acid, there's coffee enemas, there are so many ways in Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine to reverse liver disease. It's the most resilient organ that we have, thank God that it is. It has to deal with the most assault and insult, and they're coming out with a drug. That's an insult to the intelligence of anybody who knows anything about the function of the body. A poison to reverse the poison. Now, if it were homeopathic, that's one thing, like cures like. But throw toxic poisons in on an already toxic and poisoned liver, not a good plan. Gilead Sciences is coming out with a fixed-dose HIV drug, emtricitabine. I don't know how to pronounce this thing. Plus, tenofovir, alafenamide. They say $2 billion sales for that. So this is a combination AIDS drug that they target a retrovirus that they've never even caught in the act of doing anything. And they say it's going to be a $2 billion drug because of the level of ignorance within the community that accepts blindly, on faith, the idea that a supervillain retrovirus kills you slowly unless you take a toxic drug at a dose that won't kill you immediately like they used to with AZT. So two drugs already are decimating, set to decimate the people who take them. Other products they expect to launch this year with forecasts above $1 billion by 2020 include, oh look, Superdon, another hepatitis C drug from Merck. This is another problem because hepatitis C hasn't even been isolated in the truest sense of the word.
It's hepatitis.
Yeah, which
whatever.
Is liver inflammation. Liver inflammation is real. Hepatitis C is a pharmaceutical fantasy. And you want to kill it with a toxic drug? Oh, yeah, they're gone. It's all gone. We can't find it anymore. What have you done to the liver in the meantime? What has happened to the kidneys? Never mind that. Merck's got a new drug. Merck's got a new drug. And they want to bankrupt you. Leukemia, a leukemia medicine from AbbVie, I think it's called. And so leukemia medicine. Leukemia is a serious disease. We've been addressing that homeopathically for many years. In both humans and cats, they have leukemia. So we know how to address these things. Again, not allowed in the Fear and Death Administration, Drugmerica, right? The United States of Drugmerica. This is why the important movement on the Right to Try Act coming out of the Goldwater Institute, where we're going to be featuring that. Hopefully we'll have some audio on Friday for Friday's show about this. But this is from the annual report, Drugs to Watch. So I don't know if they're exaggerating here, Superdon. But they say there are two keenly awaited drugs from Roche, and they're talking about cancer drugs and multiple sclerosis drugs. What have we done with the truth about cancer at Global Quest? We've shown you that there are many ways to reverse cancer. What have we done with MS? I've described to you people that I've worked with. I hadn't even treated their MS, They simply detoxified their body, got the heavy metals out, the mercury and other things. We've replenished the selenium, the silica, the chromium, the essential fatty acids. We've done the things necessary to restore integrity to the nervous system. We've utilized silver for immune modulation and to reduce pathogen burden. And we've reversed things that the doctors have diagnosed as MS, which is really just mercury toxicity and other neurological degradation diseases associated with other heavy metals like aluminum, Alzheimer's, which we're finding with silicon-rich waters. You can reverse a lot of the aluminum toxicity as well. So there you go. There you have it. I don't even have time to talk about three embryo children. They want to combine the DNA of three people to create humans. This is like, right, we need more of the island of Dr. Moreau.
There is no end to the arrogance of man, I swear.
It's incredible. Maybe we should go buy a car from Tata Motors. Tata Motors.
Tata.
Yeah, I wonder if it comes with a bra, right? Can you put a bra on your car? Yeah, look at those Tatas. No, it's a car. You'll never guess the name of it. And they're going to rename it because they're afraid that you think it might be contagious. And there's good news for those of you who like to goof off and space out, like me. Good news from the scientific realm. It's good for you. We'll talk about it after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon, not 3 weeks? By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
They should change the headline on that story I was just referencing. If this babies with genes from three people could be ethical, panel says. And I'm just thinking, change it. Heather has three mommies, or three daddies, or two daddies and one mom.
Three men and a baby.
Yeah, three men and a baby, and the baby came from three. It's crazy. Now, I realize that they're claiming anyway that they're trying to help in cases where, you know, there's some genetic abnormalities. They always say these things, but they disavow any knowledge of the reason why genetic abnormalities occur, like it's just a random act. It's just bad luck, as opposed to toxicological burdens, mineral deficiencies. That's the problem, you know. So if we come out against Heather has three babies, for instance, somebody will yell at us and say, you're against this opportunity to have healthy children.
How did Heather get three babies?
Because, well, there were three ladies named Heather, and they donated whatever, and they genetically engineered them because the FDA approved it. I don't know. That's what this story is all about, right?
Okay.
Creating a baby from three different people?
Correct.
And maybe one of them was a man named Heather. I don't know. I'm just saying, somebody's going to come out.
That's Heath, not Heather.
Okay, Heath, not Heather. Sorry. But this is the thing. You mentioned something like that, babies that, dolls that have, diseases, and somebody's going to complain. It's okay. You can complain. I don't mind. But I'm just saying, listen to where we're concerned. Not only in potentially the horrific outcome of men, arrogant men manipulating DNA, but the fact that they're disavowing any knowledge of the cause of the corruption of genetic integrity. Epigenetics, anyone, right? Tata Motors has figured it out. That's so funny. Tata Motors. I'm just thinking, this would be the perfect, if you want.
obviously not a manufacturer in the United States.
No, I'm thinking not. But if you were like running a thermography clinic, that would be great to have a Tata car, right?
This is actually India. Tata Motors.
It's India, yeah. And they're renaming their hatchback because they have a hatchback called the Zika.
Oh, timing.
Yeah, bad timing on that, right? Wow. They just soon to be launched Zika. short for Zippy Car, the Zika car.
You know, they could so use that in an effective marketing campaign. I mean, the Zika, you're going to love the Zika so much, it's contagious.
I agree. I think when you point out the absurdities in the claim that Zika is even contagious,
quality running machine.
Everybody's going to get it.
Yeah, even a vaccine can't make it break down. Right?
I think we got a marketing campaign. Reach out to Tata Motors. Give them a squeeze for us, Super Don, and see if they'll take us up on our offer to help them market the Tata. I mean, the Zika. The Tata Zika. Man. This is good. This is appropriate because we are goofing off a little bit. I don't know if we're spacing out enough, but we're goofing off a little bit. A Stanford psychologist has explained now why it's actually good for you to do that. The opposite of focus, daydreaming, goofing off, spacing out. You know, it's always looked on as bad. I like it. I encourage it. I think it's imaginative. It's creative. It gets some of the most amazing things can happen when you kind of get into that zone where you're not in any zone, right? And this guy's trying to explain why it's good. I don't know. Did you see? He says, here are three ways to unfocus. He tells us how to do it. But did he say why it's good for us?
Well, you know, listen, I totally get this. I mean, he goes on to say that truly successful people don't come up with great ideas through focus alone. They're successful because they take the time not to concentrate and engage in a broad array of activities. You know, it's true. I mean, sometimes my best inspiration comes during a time when I'm not focused on work.
You got it. Me too. And I've seen yours. I mean, it's incredible when that happens. And, you know,
haven't had any lately.
Right. Well, that's all right. We haven't had much time to diversify, right?
But, I mean, that is. It's when you can daydream, when you can, you know, the creative door is opened when you're not focusing everything on, you know, the day-to-day stuff.
Yep.
It's important to take those breaks.
Make time for stillness and silence, he says. Contemplate, meditate, pray, whatever it is that can open you up to that creative, let's say, flow. Invite fun back into your life, he says. Yeah, it's a good article. I like this. This is a fun one to end on, Super Don, for the hour. Good choice. Getting silly, getting zony and goofy. I do that well. I think I do that well. Sometimes too well. I get in trouble for it. I'm not paying attention. Right? Concentrate.
No comment.
Exactly. Thank you, Super Don. That was very kind of you.
I'm just daydreaming.
Yes, just daydreaming. Daydreaming during the break because we're going to be back with Ty Bollinger. Yeah, we got that coming up. You know why? Because it is time for Outside the Box. We'll go more on the Zika virus. Also, medical marijuana and vets. Can they take your kids if you have PTSD? Oh, my gosh. There's some stories we got to cover. All right, stay with us, folks. In the meantime, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.